Chapter 14. I hunched below the window, squeezing myself into a tight ball, and waited for the creature to stick its head out the window, or to come flying out the back door to grab me. But no. After a minute or so, I realized it probably hadn't seen me. So I took a deep breath and pulled myself back up to the window. The monster stood over the stove. It had a long white spatula tucked in one claw. It was stirring something in a big frying pan. Eggs? I squinted through the window. Yes, it was cooking up a big pan of eggs. Now it had its back to me. I straightened up a little higher to see better. How did it escape from the basement? And how did it know how to cook? A thousand questions whirred through my mind. I shook them away and reached into my jeans for my phone. I raised the phone to the window and steadied it. No, no good. Too dark in the kitchen. I clicked the phone shut and shoved it back into my jeans pocket. I pressed my nose against the window. I watched the monster stir the eggs with the long spatula. And then the creature stuck out its other claw. It grabbed up a big hunk of egg and slid it into its mouth. It turned to the side. I could see the smile on its snout as it chewed. It chewed the eggs for a short while, then swallowed. And instantly, the monster began to change. Its whole shape wriggled and pulled in. Its green head shrunk and shifted until it became a human head. In seconds, the monster transformed into Mrs. Hardesty. I gasped. I nearly hit my head on the window. Mrs. Hardesty was a monster too. The eggs changed her back to her human body. If only I had taken a picture. If only Daisy and Duane had come with me. I'd have witnesses. I'd have proof. I watched Mrs. Hardesty reach into the pan. She picked up another chunk of scrambled egg. She took a big bite. In seconds, she stood there, a monster again. Another bite of egg, and she transformed back into Mrs. Hardesty. Wow, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. But I realized how powerful those eggs were. They could turn you from a monster into a human and back again in seconds. No one will ever believe this, I muttered to myself. And she planned to bring these eggs to school and feed them to everyone. I slid down to the ground. I sat with my back to the wall, trying to think, trying to make a plan. How could I get pictures of this without being caught? Even with the pictures, would anyone believe the power of the eggs? I shook my head, trying to clear my brain. And the back door swung open. Mrs. Hardesty stepped out onto the stoop. Michael! She cried. I thought I saw you! What are you doing here?